This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to posture against their Ukrainian neighbor, U.S. and U.K. leaders have said not all hope is lost for a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but warn the situation remains fragile. In a 40-minute phone call, President Biden and Prime Minister Johnson agreed a deal was still possible despite warnings of imminent Russian military action. Russia's foreign minister said yesterday diplomacy was far from exhausted. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on new revelations in the John Durham investigation. The probe has uncovered evidence that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid to have Trump campaign servers and then the presidential servers spied upon.
I would expect there to be, quite a few more indictments. I think this conspiracy, and I do think there was a criminal conspiracy, is broad and deep.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
An inmate convicted of killing two people escaped from a Mississippi prison Sunday, his second time fleeing a state lockup since 2018. Michael Floyd Wilson, 51 years old, made his dash from Central Mississippi Correctional Facility by climbing over a 12-foot fence topped with razor wire. Wilson suffered cuts to his hands and arms during the escape and managed to get treated and released twice from an area hospital. Wilson was serving a life sentence for a 2014 double murder in Harrison County. Several staffers at Central Mississippi Correctional Facility have been placed on administrative leave. The State Department is reporting the United States has offered a sovereign loan guarantee to Ukraine of up to $1 billion to support the country's economy as the Eastern European country faces Russian posturing. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement the offer will bolster Ukraine's ability to ensure economy, its growth, and prosperity for its people. It should be noted Ukraine was described by both political parties as a corrupt political country just 2 years ago. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Biden administration has an invasion taking place at our southern border, so says Montana Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax, who is sponsoring legislation calling for a focus on U.S. borders.
And we've demonstrated over the last 12 months that the leadership in the White House is too weak to pursue the economic sanctions and keep them in place that should have been done. So when we start hearing conversations of the direction of this not changing over the last couple of weeks, the direction of this hasn't changed for the last 12 months. That is why it's so critically important that I introduced the Secure America's Borders First Act just last week to say, if we are so concerned about the borders of a country several thousand miles away, when our own southern border has an invasion taking place, sure, we've got our priorities mixed up.
Congressman Rosendale says we have no obligation to Ukraine.
I think that we need to secure our southern border first. We have no moral or legal obligation to insert American soldiers or a treasure into Ukraine, a country that most people would have a difficult time finding on a map. 2 years ago, all we have heard is how corrupt Ukraine is. The entire world has been using them as a laundromat to clean their dirty money and then send it back out again to dirty politicians. And we do not have any moral or legal obligation to insert American troops or treasure into that country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, huh? I know, but I appreciate you getting involved in the fight. It's worth it, after all. This great country of ours, I mean, you go back some 400 years. You could even go back before then when you think about, you know, the genesis of how America came about and God's hand upon this nation. And here we are, and we're, you know, as many would say, we're on the brink of losing this. And for some of us, it seems pretty academic because we are behaving the way God warned us and said, look, if you do certain things, it'll go well with you. You do other things, which excludes me, then you're going to have problems here in River City. And so it shouldn't be any surprise. But the fact of the matter is there is a movement that has been abounding that says, I want more of me and less, if not nothing, of God whatsoever. And so here we are in today's America, where you have this big divide between the faithful and those that want to live life according to their own terms. Well, Bill Federer joins us now. He's the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. Hey, Mr. Bill, how are we doing, buddy? Happy day after to you.
Hey, great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always enjoy our time together. One of the recent publications that you put out, which I don't know how I missed this, because usually these things kind of stick in my mind pretty solidly, and I know going forth it will, and that is that Charles Darwin and Abraham Lincoln, you know, born on the exact same day, February the 12th, 1809. But what a contrast of lives, huh?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, not just the same date, but the same year.
Yeah.
And then I put together a post on my AmericanMinute.com, but Lincoln, he's best known for what? Freeing the slaves, Emancipation Proclamation, Gettysburg Address, and where he says 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Mm-hmm. Darwin's best known for what? Evolution, mm-hmm. that basically says man is not created and they're not equal.
Mm-hmm.
They evolve, and some yes. are more evolved than others.
Exactly.
And that is in his Origin of Species. By the way, his Origin of Species was read and reread by none other than Karl Marx. And he saw this survival as the fittest, validating his dialectic conflict, where labor and community organizers would create domestic chaos out of which would come a new utopia. And then Karl Marx wrote to somebody named LaSalle, in 1861, he says, Darwin's book is very important and serves me as a basis in natural selection for the class struggle in history. So he here, Karl Marx reads Darwin, and then Karl Marx even dedicates a personal copy of his book, Das Kapital, to Charles Darwin, and writes in the front of it that he is a sincere admirer of Darwin. So Darwin had a influence on not just Karl Marx, but Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got quotes from her where she's talking about some races are more evolved than others, and we need to get rid of the human weeds in the human garden.
Wow.
Darwin influence.
Forget about man being made in God's image, right?
Yeah, yeah. Darwin influenced Lenin, Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Ceausescu, Kim Jong-il, and all these different ones, and all their eugenic policies.
It gave them a license to kill, didn't it?
Yeah, someone named Robert Conquest wrote in Reflections on a Ravaged Century in 1999, he says, the scientific racism of Nazi Germany killed 40 million in an attempted genocide against Europe's Jews. The scientific socialism of communist countries killed 100 million and still counting.
Hmm.
But it all goes back, he says, the Inquisition that, of course, is used to criticize, you know, the Catholic Church or whatever, because the Inquisition, in the course of three centuries, killed fewer people, probably about 3,000, than the Soviet Union killed in a day. And I go through this, and then Lincoln's also known for what? He put "In God We Trust" on our coins, and that is something that we have on our paper currency, "In God We Trust." Darwin's theory is best known for denying the existence of God, denying a creator. And, of course, Lincoln, the idea that everybody's equal is the creator in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So other faiths don't have this. Islam doesn't have this. They believe that Allah loves the one who has submitted and Allah hates the infidel, and that women aren't equal to men. And there's not a concept that the creator made everybody equal in Islam. But in the same thing in Buddhism and Hinduism, some are reincarnated in a higher state than others. It's the Bible that says all men are created equal, and also says that this God is not a respecter of persons. So based on that, Lincoln, in September 22nd, 1862, tells his secretary, treasury of Salmon Portland Chase, he says, the time for the enunciation of the emancipation policy can no longer be delayed. Public sentiment will sustain it. Many of my warmest friends and supporters demand it, and I promise God I will do it.
Mm.
When asked by the Secretary Chase for Lincoln to explain, what did he mean? He made his promise to God. He says, I made a solemn vow before God that if General Lee were driven back from Pennsylvania, I would crown the result by the Declaration of Freedom to the Slaves. Mm. And Lincoln, I love the quote, March 17th, 1865, whenever I hear someone arguing for slavery, I feel a strong impulse to see it tried on him personally.
I love that. Yeah.
Another Lincoln quote, he says, it is difficult to make a man miserable when he feels he is worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. And I love these quotes. Another one, Lincoln writes to H.L. Pierce, April 6, 1859. This is a world of compensation, and he who would be no slave must consent to have no slave.
Mm.
Those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves, and under a just God cannot long retain it.
And is that a nugget of nuggets, Bill? I mean, this is like, do unto others as you'd want them to do unto yourself. I mean, you reap what you sow. I mean, this, in a sense, you know, kind of crystallizes the gospel message, does it not?
And again, you don't really appreciate it until you realize other faiths.
Yes.
So Islam has a commission to subdue the world and bring it into submission to Allah. There's no concept in Islam of doing to the infidel the way you want the infidel to do it to you. Hinduism has a caste system, and if somebody's suffering and dying in a street, if you care about them, you'll let them suffer really good, because then in their next life they'll be reincarnated in a better state. So there's no motivation to help those poor. Christianity does.
We got 25 seconds. Go ahead. We got 25 seconds.
Well, Lincoln said, if we shall suppose that the American slavery is one of those offenses that God in his providence wills to remove, and he gives this terrible war, and he says that basically that if all the wealth piled by the bondsman's whip is replayed by, a lash drawn by the sword, let it be said that judgments of the Lord are altogether true and righteous. He connected the sins of slavery.
We've got more from Bill Fetter after
this. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As we begin the new year, we at the Tide Ministry are so blessed to be able to celebrate over 7 decades of global media outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcasts. But we can't just stop there. Our new Diamond Vision outlines the ways we're planning to continue our mission into the future. The first pillar, Amplify, defines how we will increase ministry initiatives so that more people can experience God's grace. This includes bolstering existing outreaches, creating content in more languages, developing partnerships in additional countries, and utilizing diverse media technologies. We do all of this in hopes that eventually the whole world will hear the good news and seek God's grace. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision to Amplify ministry so that more people may hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Okay, maybe a little bit ornery here and there. That's just because I'm Mexican, okay? So, I'm sorry. Good to have you with us. Got to have a little bit of salsa in your life here, all right? Bill Fetter continues with us. Yes, the one and only American Minute and historian who blesses us constantly with his great writings and books and that. And we were talking about the interesting parallel of and parallel only that they were born on the same day, the same year of Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin. And I want to put a bow around that first segment, Bill, because we ran into a commercial break real quick. I mean, there is a clear difference between these two. Two roads travel differently. Now, some people say that Darwin, was enlightened in his latter years and didn't necessarily defend his thesis, but meanwhile, the cows were out of the barn, and people that needed something to rally around that could, separate them from God, this seemed to be a convenient narrative, did it not?
Yeah, and I've read several of those accounts, and they're difficult to verify, mm-hmm. but the bottom line is that he did, in his works, question how an eye could evolve and things like that. And he left open. Now, of course, as time goes on, his theory has actually been debunked by scientists.
Yes.
So much so that he used to think, okay, you have the DNA, in the middle of the cell, then the rest of it's sort of just junk. And now they're realizing you have mRNA, you have all the other things inside of the cell that have to duplicate and split when the DNA splits. And the more they study it, it is so complicated. The premise that it all happened totally randomly. But the big deal is you can see variations within a species. Mm-hmm. For example, dogs. You've got the cute little teeny-weeny ones, and the middle size, the big, every type of dog, but it's still a dog. It never turns into a cat.
Mm-hmm.
You have a donkey and a horse produce a mule, but the mule's sterile. It can't produce any more. Science is supposed to be observable, and we do not observe things switching from one species to another, although we see a tremendous amount of variation within a species.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to go back to this one quote of Lincoln's, just because I think it deserves notice. He had the audacity to connect the sin of slavery with the judgment of the war.
Mm.
Today we'll see problems and we don't connect it to anything.
Right.
But with Lincoln's frame of mind, with all the problems we have today, the thought must be raised, is it because we may be doing something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln believed in a creator. If you think of it, it's a geography. So if you're 2 inches over the border in Kentucky, you're a slave. You're 2 inches over the border in Illinois, you're free. If you're born, right? Mm-hmm. If you were a black person and you're born in Illinois, you were free. If you're born in Kentucky, you're a slave. Well, if you're 2 inches outside of the womb, you're a citizen with all the rights of citizenship. But if you're 2 inches inside the womb, you're property. You can be killed.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same baby with the exact same features, and it's a matter of geography. And Lincoln made an interesting, Reagan referred to Lincoln. Reagan said, Lincoln recognized we could not survive as a free land when some men could decide that others should not be free but should be slaves. Likewise,
right.
We cannot survive today when some men decide that others should not live and should be abandoned to slavery. So Reagan was connecting, gee, maybe our problems are because we're innocent babies who have never done anything wrong. And if there is a just God, there cannot be anything more unjust than killing somebody who's not done anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me read this quote from Lincoln again. Again, if you're in Washington, D.C., you're in the Lincoln Memorial, you're in front of the statue of Lincoln sitting in that big chair, you look over to your right, and the entire wall is the second inaugural address. 41 days before his assassination. But Lincoln said, if we suppose that American slavery is one of those offenses which in the providence of God he now wills to remove, and he gives us this terrible war as the woe due to those by whom the offense came, shall we discern therein any departure? from those divine attributes which the believers in a living God always ascribe to him. Yet if God wills that the war continue until all the wealth piled by the bondsman's 250 years of unrequited toil should be sunk, and every drop of blood drawn by the lash shall be paid by another drawn by the sword, as it was said 3,000 years ago, so it must be said, the judgments of the Lord are altogether true and righteous. And so we see that Lincoln believed in a God that was just. And then in his second annual message, December 1st, 1862, Lincoln said, in giving freedom to the slave, we assure freedom to the free. We shall nobly save or meanly lose the last best hope on earth. The way is plain, which if followed, the world will forever applaud, and God must forever bless. And so now that's Lincoln, and then go back to Darwin for a minute or so. In his Descent of Man, Darwin writes, with savages, the weak in body and mind are soon eliminated. We civilized men, on the other hand, build asylums for the imbeciles and maimed and the sick. Thus the weak members propagate. No one who has attended to the breeding of domestic animals will doubt that this must be highly injurious to the race of man. Hardly anyone is so ignorant as to allow his worst animals to breed. So he's criticizing people for having asylums and hospitals and taking care of the weak. And he's like, we don't want charity. Just kill them off.
Yeah.
Darwin continues, civilized races of man will almost certainly exterminate and replace the savage races throughout the world. The break between man and its nearest allies will be wider, for it will intervene between man and a more civilized state, as we may hope, even than the Caucasian and some ape as low as a baboon, instead of, as now, between the Negro or Australian and the gorilla. Now, these are extremely racist comments made by Charles Darwin. And those that teach Darwinism basically are spreading racism. So this concept had been brewing, and it influenced Judge Roger Taney's Dred Scott case. And he says slaves have been regarded as beings of an inferior order, so far inferior that they have no rights which the white man was bound to respect, and that the Negro might justly and lawfully be reduced to slavery for his benefit. This is Roger Taney, Supreme Court Justice appointed by Democrat President Andrew Jackson. This is a racist. Could you imagine the Supreme Court making a bad decision?
Yeah.
And then it influenced Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood. And she had a Negro project in 1939 specifically to reduce African-American population. And she, Margaret Sanger said, and the lower down the scale of human development we go, the less sexual control we find. And it is said that the Aboriginal Australian, the lowest known species of the human family, is just one step higher than a chimpanzee in brain development. Margaret Sanger spoke at a Ku Klux Klan meeting. And she said, birth control is not contraception indiscriminately and thoughtlessly practiced. It is a means. It means the release and cultivation of the better racial elements in our society and the gradual suppression, elimination, and eventual extirpation of defective stocks.
Wow.
Those human weeds which threaten the blooming of the finest flowers of American civilization. This is an extremely racist statement by Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, who was influenced by Charles Darwin.
And it's amazing, Bill, when you lay all this out, that minorities and people with a history of slavery in their own family find themselves in alliance with the very people that want to kill them. I find it to be quite shocking. But this is this is the idiocy of man when man sees things according to their own eyes, right?
Yeah. Great quote from Clarence Thomas.
30 seconds left, Bill. Go ahead.
Anyway, but Clarence Thomas identifies Margaret Sanger as racist. Sanger herself campaigned for birth control in black communities. In 1930, she opened a birth control clinic in Harlem. Her Negro project was to promote birth control in part. So here's Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas pointing out Sanger was a racist, but Planned Parenthood is racist. Lincoln believed that we're made in the image of God, put God on our coins, and known for freeing the slaves. Darwin, known for There is no God. We are not created, and it's evolution. Some are more involved than others.
Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to posture against their Ukrainian neighbor, U.S. and U.K. leaders have said not all hope is lost for a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but warn the situation remains fragile. In a 40-minute phone call, President Biden and Prime Minister Johnson agreed a deal was still possible despite warnings of imminent Russian military action. Russia's foreign minister said yesterday diplomacy was far from exhausted. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on new revelations in the John Durham investigation. The probe has uncovered evidence that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid to have Trump campaign servers and then the presidential servers spied upon.
I would expect there to be, quite a few more indictments. I think this conspiracy, and I do think there was a criminal conspiracy, is broad and deep.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
Little morning aerobics music on to get the blood going. Hey, good to have you with us. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there, along with the plethora of these great interviews from these experts that you can download absolutely free because we're givers. Okay, happy to pass them on to you. And share them with your friends and neighbors and spread the good word. BillMartinezLive.com. Dan Gaynor is with us, the Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Hey, Dan, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on to talk about, the American Teachers Union is not about to let up. They continue to hold their ground. The line in the sand is quite pronounced, and they want full control. And when I say full control, sometimes I mean you got to spell full different. You know, it's not F-U-L-L as much as it is F-O-O-L because of the results of what they're doing to our kids.
Yeah, and so they've got a new ally. They've got this group, you know, that called NewsGuard. Mm-hmm. And NewsGuard is, for people who spend any time online, you've probably heard of the different fact checkers and, you know, PolitiFact and others. NewsGuard is trying to be sort of like the fact checker on steroids. It wants to control everything on the internet. And NewsGuard, which claims to be nonpartisan, and I'll get to why they're not, but claims to be nonpartisan. So, of course, if you're nonpartisan, who do you cut a deal with? the American Federation of Teachers. So they want to get their allegedly nonpartisan product in the schools by working with one of the most left-wing, public employee unions in the country. Sounds suspicious.
Right, exactly. Has the American Teachers Union worked with anybody that was nonpartisan?
I doubt that they would even, go to a nonpartisan bodega.
Exactly. Well, just calling it out for what it is, I mean, it's been quite obvious that, they have their ideology, that's their story, they're going to stick to it, and now they want us to believe, somehow they've changed their ways, and in order to have some fair umpire in the mix here, we're going to hire NewsGuard. Now, has NewsGuard proved any sense of apolitical objective reporting?
No, in fact, we did an analysis. There's a group that tries to gauge who's on the right and who's on the left as far as news organizations called All Sides. Mm-hmm. And I don't agree with everything in their list, but there's a graphic that floats around the internet that, puts different outlets in different categories. And it's pretty popular. So we use their rating, not ours. Mm-hmm. Who's on the right, who's on the left. And we looked at how NewsGuard rated all those organizations. Well, the ones on the left got a 93 rating on average.
Mm-hmm.
The ones on the right got 66.
Okay.
Now, I may not be a math star, but I can basically tell that one number is a lot higher than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you're 27 points higher, that sort of points to the problem.
Exactly. Well, that's like the era of Trump, right? When you've got the mainstream media going out of their way to make sure that 97% of what they reported was purposely negative about Donald Trump, right? So it's like, wait a minute, that is absolutely engineered. It is not by accident to come up with that number. It's quite obvious, isn't it?
And then what that means is when you take that into schools. On the internet, it means they're trying to discourage those organizations from getting funded, getting ad dollars. Oh, you're going to worry about your reputational damage if you buy ads on the sites that they don't like.
Yes.
And then if they go into schools, it's going to mean kids aren't allowed to cite things that are on the right. Mm. Oh, sorry, we don't trust that information. It's got a bad NewsGuard rating. Well, who's NewsGuard? Well, NewsGuard are the new fascists who decide what
exactly
who gets cited in your school report.
Yeah.
That's pretty insidious.
It is. This is Facebook all over again regarding COVID, right? I mean, they were the arbiters of what could be on social media. And they use supposedly the guidelines of the WHO, which has been known for their objectivity, not really. But yet they are the guardians of all things that are COVID. How yeah. Disgusting. And this is why we are where we are today. We've gone full circle, and you've got John Hopkins reporting here last week that the effectiveness of the lockdowns was nothing more than 0.2%. Of course, that news is not reported. Go ahead.
Yeah, as you can see, ultimately that was then all the downside was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And and that, of course, the major media ignored that story too. So you know what you're getting here.
Right.
But if you're letting your kid or your kid's school or your local school, maybe you don't have children in the school, decide who is they're allowed to cite based on a biased measure, well, then we're just guaranteeing that these kids are going to come out of school only citing everything from New York Times to Mother Jones.
Exactly. Well, Dan, why are we surprised? I mean, the American Teachers Union, by and large, is compromised. We already know. I mean, they have been indoctrinating our kids, and they like things working that way. So all they're trying to do is fortify by adding another layer and give us some sense of false security that, oh, they're bringing some objectivity into the classroom when, in fact, they're doubling down.
Yeah, if you were NewsGuard, because, I mean, we know AFT is biased.
Right.
If you were NewsGuard and you were trying to represent that you were still neutral, there's not a prayer in the world you would have cut a deal with the American Federation for Teachers.
Right.
Because they've been wildly controversial, pro-lockdown, pro-keeping teachers out of school. I mean, they're definitely not a neutral organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you wanted, to pretend that you were, well, you wouldn't have cut this deal.
Right, exactly. Now, this is quite revealing on its face. But look at, I think parents are waking up. This is why you have a rush to homeschooling. Look what's happened with homeschooling here in this past year, Dan. You know, more and more parents are saying, I'm getting my kids out of there. And enrollment for homeschooling has been increasing dramatically. I mean, it's not big numbers, but still to go from 1 to 10%, I mean, that tells you there's a problem here in River City, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. And I can say this as somebody who's employed a bunch of homeschoolers. Mm-hmm. When I first started this job close to 18 years ago, you know, the idea of homeschoolers, it just didn't happen very much. And I hired one, and she was great. I hired another, and, you know, now several years down the line, I've hired a bunch. You know, they get oftentimes they're taught better than they are in the school system. They're not indoctrinated. They're taught to learn on their own some. They're independent thinkers. You know, it's gone real well. I would caution parents, you know, something the media would never tell them, make sure you still pick a good college.
Right.
Because you don't want to send your kids to a college that undoes everything.
Exactly.
For 18 years.
And it will only take them a semester. Because when they come home for Thanksgiving and they sit at your table, you're going to wonder, what alien got into my child? Because I do not know this kid. Looks like the same kid, but does not sound like the same kid.
Well, it may
right?
not even look like the same kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get these are very difficult times. But if you, you know, economically for people, I know a lot of people have lost jobs and businesses. But if you've got somebody in your family who's trying to go to, you know, the difference of going to Hillsdale or a state university, you ought to help them out. That's what the media, you know, the media wants them to go to. They want them to be indoctrinated. They want them to go to state school. They want them to go to the Ivies. They want them to come home and tell you that everything you think is wrong, that your country is bad, your faith is bad, your history is bad, and you're, you know, you're inherently evil.
Mm-hmm.
And no. So.
Well, Dan, the call for parents now is we have got to reclaim the minds of our children. We cannot allow them, we cannot afford them, for their very own selves, not to mention, you know, the family, the culture, the world, for them to continue to be indoctrinated like this. I mean, this is very, very dangerous, and we're seeing it quite clearly. And I think we can be grateful in some respects for COVID, because without COVID, we wouldn't have known. He's the VP of Business and Culture for Media Research Center, Dan Gaynor.
Important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty.
You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for Rachel Alexander, the attorney, former assistant attorney general for the state of Arizona, contributor to Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post, Newsmax, Arizona Sun-Times. I mean, just everything. She is a busy woman, and we appreciate her time. Rachel, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I appreciate what you wrote recently about conservative populism. You know, it's... I don't know. I mean, is this a move by rhinos or people that would like to kind of, dilute what conservatism is all about in order to accommodate them? I just see that this is entering into a bit of a confusing argument. Can you help us understand what this is, what this represents?
Yeah, you just nailed it. Confusing is the word. You've got both going on. You've got people who legitimately think that they are acting like conservative populists in supporting President Trump. But then on the other hand, you've got the left, which is out there trying to steal the word and define it and say that people who are populist are all kinds of horrible things.
Well, let's define it, because you're exactly right. This is what the left is good at doing. They hijack the language, and supported by the mainstream media, disingenuously, by the way, because look at, I mean, we can just look over the last 10 years where the media has been missing in action. And of course, now they're running for cover because of the latest reveal of Durham, right? I mean, you're starting to realize once again that Trump was right. I mean, we look at that interview with Leslie Stahl, for example, and this has been by other media types, too, that didn't want to even look into the legitimacy or the lack of legitimacy in the 2020 elections. All they say is like, you know, why are you bringing that up? I mean, this is a settled issue. You know, there's no way that you believe in that conspiracy or whatever. And Leslie Stahl is challenging Trump in this interview. Well, you know, well, this is 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes, you know, we have our credibility to consider. You know, we don't go down these conspiratorial trails like that's a get out of, jail excuse or something like that. No, you have the responsibility as a free and supposed fair media supported by a First Amendment of our Constitution to do your dang job. And you didn't, and now here you are. Guess what, Leslie Stahl? Now you look like a picking idiot, and you deserve it. And everybody else in the media that echoed and parroted the narrative that this Russian collusion had any veracity whatsoever, and all that you put this country through, and what you've done to the body politic, how people feel about each other because of what you did and what you promoted, this big lie that you knew was a lie. I'm not too happy about this. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, tell us how you really feel. But, it's incredible how all these so-called conspiracies are actually starting to come true. It seems, you know, even with COVID now, the left is, you know, receding on all the restrictions, and they're finally agreeing that masks don't work. And what I'm noticing about the whole conspiracy accusation is if you really look at it, why are they always saying that we're the ones coming up with conspiracies and not them? Exactly. And the reason is because they're the ones who are generally committing all the crimes, not us. And so when we point it out, they have this, you know, fake outrage where they say, oh, how could you even dare accuse us wonderful people of crime?
Right, exactly. Well, maybe because your hand's in the cookie jar and you got crumbs all over your face. So, it looks like a duck talks like a duck. But, you know, for them, it's easy because they do not want to debate. They don't want to reason. They don't want to put the facts on the table. They have no patience whatsoever. They have already made a conclusion, no due process. They've rushed to judgment, and whatever they say it is, and you cannot argue. You can't ask questions. You will be kicked out of class. You will lose your tenure. You will not get research money. I mean, on and on until you comply with the ruling order, right?
Oh, it's horrible. It's cancel culture. It's
exactly.
It's gotten to, you know, you're chased out of society. You can't even operate. Look what happened to Laura Loomer, you know. I'm sure you know better than anybody living in Florida.
Right.
I mean, they make it hard for you to even exist in society if you go against them.
Well, this is the dangerous part about being invalidated. You know, we call it a cancel culture forever. I've looked at it as the spirit of invalidation. When you do that, then you start reducing the significance of a fellow citizen. You know, you have no worth. You have no value. How dare you talk like that? What you're doing to your fellow humanoid who is going through this journey, trying to learn, trying to understand and, you know, and somehow survive this life as we know it. And as if that's not enough, you're going to just add to the problem and make somebody feel less than. And then next thing you know, this is the stuff that makes Holocausts. This is the stuff that kills millions of people, this kind of degradation of our fellow human beings.
That's brilliant. I actually have never thought about it in that way, but you're right. This is dehumanizing people. And, you know, we used to say, you're so valuable, you're so unique, everybody, you know, we're all equal. And this is the exact opposite of it. And as you're saying, you know, comparing it to, degrading people in Germany, I'm also thinking of the gulags in the old Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a gulag in D.C. right now. We've got fellow citizens for political purposes, and because they supported Trump, and the message is being sent out by the power elites to say, thou shalt not act that way. Thou shalt not support Donald Trump. And they're doing everything they can to invalidate Trump. They're so afraid of Trump that they've got to take him out, because if he's on the ballot in 2024, Lord have mercy. And, they're shaking in their boots. And I'll tell you, the other fun thing right now, and Rachel, and I don't know if you and I talked about this, is another possibility that's been thrown out there into the blogosphere is that if, in fact, a red wave does occur, and I am still I'm cautiously optimistic about it, only because we know the Democrats. If the Democrats could cheat as much as they did in 2020, what's going to stop them in the midterms? You know, and so, and I don't know that I have confidence in the Republican Party to seal up everything to make sure that the states, you know, adhere to their laws and they don't allow, you know, voting to be compromised like they did in 2020. But look
at Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
They stacked those most problematic areas with poll watchers. I mean, they were right. Just went all out, and they knew the areas to focus on. So I think it can be done, but you're just going to have it done in, you know, every state. I mean, we can't have anyone slacking.
You're going to have to be so vigilant, there's no doubt. I mean, if there's going to be $400 million coming from Mark Zuckerberg to grease the skids for the Democratic Party, you better have matching funds and matching intensity. You know, and the Republican Party needs to do a better job than what they did. I mean, and this is what blows me away about the RNC. I mean, look what happened in California. Ballot harvesting was going on, and they allowed voting cycles to go, you know, to continue with legalized ballot harvesting, and the Republicans didn't get on it. They finally did in 2020, and but then it's like, well, meanwhile, you've had these other voting cycles take over, and you had Republican seats going over to Democrats because of ballot harvesting. You've got to be proactive. You can't be reactive, and this is, in a sense, because they're not on top of this, this is a form of voter suppression. They are not honoring the votes of the members of their own party by not defending the integrity of the whole voting process, are they?
No, and you brought up a really good point about the Zuckbucks, the money that these Mark Zuckerberg and these wealthy leftist corporations are giving to elections. What they're doing is sometimes there's not laws in place that prohibit this, and so they're actually able to then go and say, you know, into the elections administration officials go into a heavily Democratic area and they get out the vote.
Yeah.
And sometimes this isn't even against the law. But, it, you know, it's not fair when you have people who are supposed to be adjudicating elections who are able to then go pick which team they're going to register votes for.
Exactly. And speaking of which, I mean, it's the same thing. Here we just had this big Super Bowl. What do you think would happen if the rig was in play and the Rams won because it was fixed? I mean, heads would explode.
There's already suspicions of that, but hopefully that really didn't happen.
Yes. Well, you know, of course, you're always going to have that deal anyway, you know, no matter what, because people see, you know, like certain fouls called on one team, not in another, and, you know, one deal. I mean, you could have that argument endlessly, and I'm not looking forward to my Saturday group of golf partners, because they all have an opinion of the game. So it distracts from what I'm there for. That's why I tell them sometimes, I go, I'm just here to play golf. I just want to have fun. I don't want to get into all that stuff, you know, because it gets crazy. Because it always, no matter what, it always goes back to Trump. And they will say, we don't want to talk about politics. Next thing you know, they bring up Trump. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you guys are so fixated. You know, Trump derangement syndrome has infected your brains to such a degree that you've rendered yourself near useless. You know, stop it.
It's because it's the only argument they have. They don't have substantive arguments on anything else. So all they can do is try to ridicule Trump and try to make him out to be a bogeyman, which is not a substantive argument.
Exactly. Yeah, he was wrong on energy independence. He was wrong on border security. He was wrong about being spied on. You know, let me count the ways that he was wrong on that now you're going, uh-oh, well, maybe he was right. Well, no kidding. Rachel Alexander, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. She is the attorney, former assistant AG for the state of Arizona. Rachel Alexander.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime.